there, Judy Mick, the Streaking Runner here with the next episode in our podcast series. Today I want to talk about something that affects many of you all out there, and I know that here where I live, it's starting to get that way. It's running in the hot and humid weather. Now I know some of you out there, because I've talked with you, you live in areas where you may have hot and humid all the time. But for a lot of us, we finally make it through those cold, nasty winter days, and then all of a sudden it's hot and humid. Sometimes it seems like we totally miss spring altogether. Now, I do want to do a little disclaimer here. I am not complaining because I do not like running in cold weather. Any of you all that know me personally or that read a lot of what I write knows that I hate running in the cold. I've just never been a cold weather person. I love hot and humid. So I'm not complaining about it, but I'm also aware of the fact that I need to dress differently and act differently and hydrate differently in the hot and humid weather than I do in the cooler days. So anyway, as I was saying, let's get on with some tips for running in the hot and humid weather. So, you know, one of the things that I see a lot of people out there running on hot and humid days is I see them running in cotton t-shirts, and I just cringe to myself. Now, I know there were times in the past where that's the only thing we had to run in. We ran in cotton t-shirts all the time. You know, we got a t-shirt for a race, and that's the thing we went out to run in the next day. But now we're getting to know that you really don't want to wear those, especially on those hot and humid days. Cotton will hold your sweat. It won't dry quickly, and it can actually make you miserable on the run. It gets heavy. It like I said, it just holds your moisture. It can even make you feel cool and cold with all that sweat and all that moisture that's stuck in those cotton fabrics. So you really want to make sure that you are wearing the technical running apparel. Now, if you're not familiar with that, the technical running apparel is made of fabrics that are specifically made to pull sweat away from your body. Because of it doing this, these tops and these shorts will dry much faster than cotton. And actually, a lot of times your clothing will stay relatively dry during your run. It'll make you feel more comfortable on the run, and you don't get bogged down with all that wet clothing that just sticks to you like cotton did. You know, another thing is if you do a walk and running program where you run so far, you walk so far, you run so far, you walk so far, cotton is really, really bad for you. You really want to make sure that you have some kind of technical material, because you'll, as you slow down, you know, then you get back your speed back up and you sweat more. It just can make you really miserable. So make sure that you're wearing some fabric that will make you comfortable out on your runs. You know, the high-tech fabric has another advantage. They're made out of lightweight and stretchy fabrics, so it's less bulky overall anyway. And on days where it may not be a little cooler and you want to layer, it's good to have this high-tech material underneath a jacket or something that you might be taking off if you're layering. You know, like I said, it's relatively thin, and it will just really keep you comfy. Now, you can get technical clothing in tops, sports bras, tights, and you know, you really, it costs a little bit more, and I understand that. If you're just started running, you may not think it's worth it, but you know, it really is. It costs a little bit more, but if you take care of it and you use special detergents that are made just for this material, or even just take care in how you take care of this clothing, they will last a long time. I've got some technical material tops that I've had for years, but I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't wear anything else but them when I go out on my runs. So if you're wearing the cotton clothing, you really need to get rid of those. Now, while we're talking about cotton, I really hope you're not wearing cotton socks. That can be really miserable. There are a lot of times your feet may sweat more than your body when you're out on your runs. And these cotton socks will hold in the moisture from the sweat that your feet's giving off. And actually, I'll admit to this to you all, I'm a sweater. And on some hot, humid days when I might be running long, you've been there. The sweat drips down your legs and into your socks. So you've got extra moisture going into those socks. Same thing as with the shirts. The cotton will hold the moisture. It'll make your feet miserable. Your feet will stay wet the whole time that you're on your run. And actually, this can be bad because it can lead to blisters. So the same principle with your tops and shorts. You want to make sure you're wearing some sort of moisture wicking socks. Now, I fought this for a while because they can be relatively expensive, but once you switch over and you get an actual running sock, you will be so glad that you did. Trust me on that one. Now, another thing you want to do when it's kind of hot and humid out there, break out those shades. Invest in a good pair of running sunglasses. It'll protect your eyes. It helps with the glare. If you're running longer distances and the sun is really bright and you don't have sunglasses on, this will cause you to squint. And squinting for an hour or more can really cause a headache. So make sure that you bring those shades out. And, you know, not even the protection from the UV rays. We won't even get into that. But trust me, you'll feel much better with those shades on. When you go to get fit for a pair, make sure that they do fit you well. I've had sunglasses before that I've bought that don't fit good, and they'll just bob up and down on your nose, and that can just drive you absolutely crazy. So take the time and make sure that they fit just like you do with your shoes. Make sure you get something that fits your face and just, you know, jog around a little bit in them and make sure they're not bobbing up and down. Now, another thing I like to do, I wear a cap all the time, but in the summer it's really important, is to wear your cap. It'll also help with the glare and will help shade your face from the sun. While we're still talking about clothing, make sure you're wearing something bright. The light color clothing will reflect light, whereas the dark colors will absorb the sun, will absorb the rays from the sun and just make you feel hotter. So make sure that you're wearing bright colors, and make sure that your clothing's pretty loose fitting. Tight fitting clothing can keep your body from breathing and can keep it from cooling down naturally. So make sure you're wearing bright clothes and loose fitting clothes. Anyone that's seen me running around my neighborhood or my town knows that I'm out there in the bright pinks, the bright yellows, the slimer greens, the whites. You know, nobody's going to miss seeing me coming. So that's the way it should be. Make sure they can see you coming a mile away in your bright clothes. In the hot and humid days, it's really important to stay hydrated. Now, you want to drink before you head out the door. Now, I know a lot of you are like me. You run in the mornings. Try to drink at least 6 ounces of water before you head out. You want to make sure that you're staying hydrated. It's very important. And it's really important that you drink before you get thirsty. If you're go out there and you get too dehydrated on the run, you can get headaches, muscle cramping. If you're running long, heat stroke, you can feel overall more tired. So make sure you're hydrating a little bit before you go out, and drink before you get thirsty. Now, if you're running long, you want to get up early enough to try to drink 16 ounces of water about an hour before you go out for your run. You want to cut yourself off about an hour before, because you know what will happen. You'll need to make several stops when you get out there. So try to drink 16 ounces, get up a little earlier, you know, drink your water while you're getting dressed and stretching out and everything. If it's a really super hot and humid day, you know, slurp down maybe an additional 4 ounces before you head out the door. Now, I always plan to take water with me on a run if I can. I have a nice little handheld that I carry with me if it's really hot and humid, and I may stop at a convenience store and fill that up on the way. You want to drink on the run if you're going to be out there for more than 30 minutes to an hour. It's really, really important. Many people say that you should drink about 8 ounces of water every 10, 15, 20 minutes. You know, a general rule of thumb that I follow is to drink something about every 30 minutes. It's, you know, you'll know your body and you know what you can handle. But make sure that you're drinking on the run if you are out there for a long period of time. Now, when I'm running long, I try to plan my route so that I'll be going by a park where there may be a water fountain if I don't want to carry anything with me. I also carry a dollar coin with me so that I can get a bottle of water at a convenience store if it's on a water stop on a shorter run, or if it's on a longer run to fill up my little handheld. You know, I know this is kind of crazy, but I get the dollar coins because I really don't want to give the convenience store workers a soggy dollar that I might have had in my back pocket. You know, put yourself in their shoes. Think about your dollar bills when you pull them out. So I like to carry a dollar coin with me. Now, I'm also a minimalist runner, so I don't like to carry fanny packs and all that mess. So, you know, a nice little dollar coin fits right into my key pocket on my shorts. It's great. And also, on if you do carry a handheld, like the one that I recommend, it's got a little zipper pocket on it. You can stick your dollar coin right in there. Love that. Now, if I am going to be out for 90 minutes or more, I like to make one of my water stops a stop for Gatorade or some kind of electrolytes. You really need to replace that lost sodium that that you're losing on your runs from your sweat. Just might make your run a little bit more enjoyable. But you just want to remember, while you're out there, you want to drink before you get thirsty. If you're feeling thirsty, you may have gone a little bit too far without water. Now, when you get done with your run, make sure that you drink about 20 to 24 ounces of water when you're done from those long long runs. Make sure that you are staying well hydrated the rest of the day. And you know the way to test that, do the pee test. If your urine is really yellow, you know that you're not hydrated enough. You want it to be fairly clear or very light yellow. Now, there's another rule of thumb that I read about that is really kind of pretty good, how much water you need on the run. If you're going an hour or less, about 6 ounces every 15 to 20 minutes, like we said before, I'd read 8, but you know, 15 to 20 is good. Water is usually good. If you're going over, you know, the 60 minutes or more, you might want to stick a sports drink in there, or even maybe a little energy gel in there too, but that's another story. If you're going to be out there for 1 to 4 hours, make sure you're drinking maybe 6 ounces of water about every 20 minutes. That's when you want to start getting into doing a sports drink with some electrolytes in there and some carbs to even replenish that. While we were talking about gels, though, if you do a gel, make sure you're washing that down with water. You don't want to wash that down with Gatorade or a sports drink, because that can really give you a sugar rush, and you really don't want to do that either. If you're going to be out there for over 4 hours, make sure you're drinking about 6 to 8 ounces of water every 15 minutes or so, 10 to 15 minutes. You know, you're really working hard if you're out there for longer than that, so make sure that you are staying hydrated. And as we said, once you're done with your run, make sure you're getting 20, 24 ounces of water. You know, do the pee test to make sure that you're staying hydrated the rest of the day, and you'll feel much better when you get out on your run the following day. So those are my tips for staying out there on the runs during the hot and humid weather. Like I said, personally, I love the hot and humid. I'm a happy little camper when it's hot out there, and I seem to thrive on it. But, you know, I know a lot of people don't, and you really need to get acclimated for it. So, you know, another rule of thumb, and I didn't even mention this, if at all possible on those days when it gets like really super duper hot, see if you can run early in the mornings. I know a lot of you out there aren't morning runners. I am, so I love it. But try to get out there before the sun comes up, before the heat of the day. Try to either run either early in the morning or, you know, later in the evenings. Personally, I prefer the mornings because you never know what's going to happen during the rest of your day. But, you know, just run smart. Do what you can to get those runs in. Hot and humid's not bad. Just need to prepare for it. So, to sum up, make sure that you're wearing some clothing that aren't cotton. Stick on those shades. Stick on a cap. And make sure that you're staying hydrated. And I'm sure that you will do absolutely great on those runs out there in the hot and humid weather, get out there and enjoy them. It's not snowing. It's not, the roads aren't icy. So go out there and have some fun. Get ready for those hot summer days. I hope that you've enjoyed these tips. I'm going to put some links in the show notes here for my handheld and some other things that I suggest for hot and humid weather, and a link to that detergent for the technical clothing. So anyway, I hope that you all have a great day. I hope that you're enjoying your running. I hope that it is going super well for you. And as always, run happy.